So please welcome Aiden Candelario.
So I usually feel the need to start these storytelling things by explaining how I relate to the theme. I guess I always feel like I'm faking it just as a storyteller. I don't really consider myself a storyteller. But the way this story relates to the theme is that people often like mistake me for a nice guy, and I just want to correct them. You know, I don't mean to be faking it as a nice guy, because I know that I'm an asshole, and I want other people to know that. That's one of the reasons I do things like this. Because when I think of what is an asshole, it's the kind of person that goes into like bars and coffee shops and demands that everybody pay attention to them. With or without a microphone, but I'm kind of soft-spoken, so I needed the microphone, and hence that's what's happening now. But I guess the reason that I want people to know that I'm such an asshole on the inside is because I think it would help me with women. One of the only things I know about women is that they like dicks. Well, at least the straight ones, anyway. I guess the gay one's stance on dicks is less is more. Anyway, silence. You guys are uncomfortable with these jokes. You're going to be uncomfortable with this whole story. Not the story, but I thought of it because of that last joke. But I actually, most guys consider it some kind of like macho man, alpha male accomplishment to like sleep with a lesbian. And I actually did that, but that's not how I felt at all. I was just the whole time like questioning, like, what is it about me that makes the transition so easy for her? Like, was it my sample size penis? But like I said, I don't really know a lot about women. I probably only know like two other things. One being that if a woman asks you if her outfit makes her butt look big, you should tell her it's a good ass question and leave it at that. No jokes, just stories. But I'm gonna tell you the one other thing I know about women, because it kind of leads into the story. The other thing I know is that you should never ask a woman her age, but you should always ask a teenage girl. This story is a story about me hooking up with a teenage girl when I was a teenage boy, and there was no confusion about it. I only know that from thinking about it, not from an experience, just being like, that doesn't make sense. I get gripped by that fear that like nobody wants to listen to this right at the beginning. But I'm here, and I don't think I've wasted much of my time yet, so I might as well try to tell the story. You guys already think I'm an asshole, so that's a good start, right? Do you guys think I'm an asshole? Well, fuck those of you that said no. The rest of you, I appreciate it. But so this story takes place at the end of my senior year. I feel like every time I get up here, I'm just doing high school stories. I guess that's the only period of time I have any stories about. And I was at a party with some of my more square friends in the hot tub, having a rather raunchy conversation for those group of people. And everybody was rather drunk, considering those group of that group of people as well. And I had the prom queen sitting on my lap, so I felt like this was a great night to start out with. So I thought things were going to look up, but All right, you're down with this discomfort. I like that. Later in the night, everybody gets out of the hot tub. We're scattered around the house, and a different girl who's marginally a friend of mine starts telling me about how she's had this huge crush on me for a long time, and it shouldn't have come as a surprise to me, because she was always there with the girls that I was obsessing with. I was always like, oh, she's the third wheel, but really, probably they were, in her mind. And I really should have known from a previous time that I was also horrible to this girl. During the Sadie Hawkins dance that year, she had asked me by like leaving this CD, like mix CD, and so it wasn't in person, because I would have just said yes. I'm not that horrible. No, it's not that I'm not that horrible. It's that I didn't want to like reject somebody to their face. But I start talking to my best friend about this at the time, not my previous best friend who comes into this story later, and she's also all fixated on some superficial crush as I was, that I was like, I'm just gonna like turn around the Sadie Hawkins thing. That was my plan. So I was like super disappointed that this had happened, even though there's nothing wrong with going with this girl, but I'm all sad about it. And I'm talking to my friend, and she's like bummed that somebody else got the guy she was looking for. So we were like, oh, we'll just go together. That resolved that. I feel like I'm getting off track. Anyway, so this girl's telling me this, and I don't know what I say to her. I'm very drunk, but I give her some kind of excuse. Maybe I have to go to the bathroom or something. Maybe it's better that I don't remember what I said. But so I tell her that, and I go on kind of a lap around this house, just looking, because I feel so great about myself from earlier in the night that I'm like, oh, I must have other options. And I start going around, and I see our boring prom queen, who's a nice girl, one of the most boring people I know, hooking up with another friend of mine. And I find out later from the previous best friend, who I just kind of, I kind of say he wasn't my best friend at the time, just because he was just like spent a lot of time with his girlfriend. Didn't see him much at the time, but he tells me later after the fact that this girl, the prom queen, had asked him, had been like, "Oh, I'm really drunk. I'm gonna hook up with somebody tonight. Should it be Aiden or this other kid?" And him, he's like, "Oh, it should be the other kid, because he's never even kissed a girl." And so, I mean, great for him, but I was disappointed. I mean, I'm not saying that should have happened, because clearly I'm a total asshole. But so I take this lap. Maybe I actually did go to the bathroom. I don't know what I did. And I the other thing he tells me afterwards is that he tried to kiss the girl that professed her love to me a minute before as I was on this lap. But she rejected him somehow. Yeah, I guess she whatever I said, she believed it, that I was coming back, and I did. And not much to the story. That's I don't know where I was going with this. It was the least fun I've had intimately with somebody like that, and I just felt awful about it. I don't know. Yeah, so you guys, I made you all very uncomfortable, and now do you all agree that I'm an asshole? For making you listen to this story, for the contents of this story, which is true, I wasn't faking it in that sense. Yeah, I think I've accomplished what I wanted to. Thank you for suffering through that. I guess I'm done.